Hey, Dave.
Hey, right here.
Converts is a B band on it, so, and I'm sitting still right now, so it's doing all right.
Apers packet to that side of the radio a little while ago, and it never could get it to trigger, but that could be that the digipeter on the mountain's down.
It's off right now, so I could try this out, and we'll see how it goes.
You toggle between narrow and wide FM.
I'm sitting still right now, so it tends to do better when I'm sitting still. Not always, but it tends to do better. So I don't know. That's why it led me to the antenna to start with. I said, well, something's come loose on it. I checked everything on it, took it apart last night, and then checked the SWR on it today, and no issues there. So I'm wondering if something's going on with the radio, like you sent me that video.
The Apers modem turned off. You can put both sides on the same frequency and look at the signal strength meter on both sides. They should be the same. If one's strong and the other one's not, then that is the problem.
Both of them are strong right now, but I have the A band running on the narrow filter. So if you can hang around for a minute, I'm going to switch it back to the wide band and see.
I'm going to be here for an hour. I'm going to be on the road for an hour, for 56 minutes, according to the GPS.
Just a second. Let me switch it back.
Okay. W4DJW Mobile.
To try and see how it does.
W Mobile, they should be equal if it's not the filter.
Equal, but I need, while I'm driving down the road, I want to give it a try because that tends to be when it's the worst.
And it could be something else, you know, it could be the antenna, but if it is the antenna, then it should be, both of them should go down at the same time and come back up at the same time.
I'm down for a little bit. I'm going to run in here and take care of this stop, and then I will give you a call when I come back out.
Unless you're tied up with them for an hour, W4DJW, I'm a walk.
See, but you never can tell with this place. 7-3.